Steph Curry, he sounded a little bit. Let's do the first one on if Andrew Wiggins is only going to play in the road game. See if you can hear a little annoyance in Steph's voice.
It's difficult. I mean, you can ask everybody on the team. We're going to have 18 different ways of explaining, personal decision, the sense of urgency of the decision, potential consequences and fallout, is at the end of the day, it is up to him. I think it's no secret to that point. We obviously hope that he has, all the right information, the access to the right resources to ask all the questions he has on, making that decision. We hope he's available. We hope it moves in the right direction. My opinion is, obviously, I got it and ready to be available and following, the mandates and whatnot. But that's kind of where it is. And, the next couple coming weeks and how it all plays out is going to be entirely up to him. We obviously hope he's available and with us and, kind of go from there. So it's difficult. Everybody's in a difficult kind of, position in that respect. And we've all, made decisions that you feel like are right for you and your family and whatever the case is. So this is no different. Whether you agree with him or not, you have to let it play out.
You have to let it play out. And this isn't good. And I know that's obvious, but I get the sense that, okay, I'll be honest. Up until yesterday's media day, I don't know. I just figured, I don't necessarily think it was going to go away, but I thought, he's probably going to get it. He said in the past, if he's forced to, he's forced to. Adam Silver hasn't come laid the hammer down yet about nobody who isn't vaccinated can play. But I'm starting to think for the first time, guys, that maybe the Warriors are looking at not playing home games with Andrew Wiggins. And if that's the case, I don't care. They're done. I mean, they're done. Their championship aspirations are done. And to me, their hopes of getting back into title contention are done.
I believe it's 9 of the first 13 are home games. They have an 8-game homestand, which is almost unheard of in and of itself, which feels like kind of a, I don't know, back when they made the schedule, it was like a solid to the Warriors. Hey, we know you lost out on a ton of revenue in your new building. We're going to give you a nice, solid block of 8 to get things rolling, get people back involved. But, if Wiggins isn't playing, that definitely takes a little of the steam out of it. You already aren't going to have Clay for those 8 games. But to your point, Steiny, it's getting down to the nitty-gritty. Guru mentioned the timeline and the calendar and where we sit about 3 weeks away from the opener. Even if he got the first shot now, he probably wouldn't get the second until 2 or 3 weeks from now, and then that would put him right at the opener, and then you'd need to wait, another week or two to be fully clear of it. So things aren't looking good, and maybe the possibility of another call to Daryl Morey in Philadelphia becomes something that they think about, because the Ben Simmons situation hasn't really cleared up as far as his willingness to return.
Yeah, that's all I'm focused on, Stani and Dibs. At some point, the org has to, protect itself or look at option B? But to Steph Curry's credit, he was presidential in that answer, Stani and Dibs. I don't believe he's mad at Andrew. I think he's just tired that the team, with the injury situation that has gone through, that this is upon him right when it's about to be go time, And he said it, 18 different answers. He understands that. I mean, there is no handbook on how to handle yourself during COVID or a pandemic.
Right.
This is the first, but you could just tell the Steph Curry, the guy is tired of just the cloud of this, Dibs, and not having arguably your second best offensive player to start the season while you wait for Clay and the young second year player and Wiseman. Yikes. And I'm stealing that from you.
I love it. And it's yours to have. It's my favorite Y word. And I think it describes the situation perfectly, because imagine if you're Steph and you're thinking, what if Clay was ready to go and he, his rehab was over and he was there on day one and Wiseman was ready on day one and Wiggins had thought about the general good of the community and gotten the shot and he'd be ready to go. Well, now you might be thinking about, you got real action, and he knows his window's closing.
Damn.
They know their window's closing, right? As far as his ability to be the best player on a championship team. He could, you know, get one at 38 or 39 as a number three or number four on an elite team, but this is his last chance to put his personal stamp on being at that level, and it's frustrating.
Yeah. Curry was asked about, and here's what happened also a lot yesterday, and it's just the way it's going to be for the foreseeable future, is everybody now gets asked about Wiggins. Here's what Curry said about, well, what if Wiggins only plays the road games?
Acceptable is a strong word. It's not ideal, but I don't think anybody felt it, you know, expected to be in that or be asked that question on something that's a voluntary decision, I guess, in a sense. But we'll see. I mean, we hope not. We hope we have a full team for the entire year and understand that on all accounts and what research says and things like that, that it's safe and you know, we're all in the same boat. So we hope, you know, he's available. If not, we adjust accordingly. But we hope not.
Adjust accordingly. What'd you read into that? Like, if he's only playing road games, they'll adjust accordingly and figure out who's going to play for him at home? Or adjust accordingly, like, it's not a tolerable situation and we may have to make a move? Bottom line, get this guy out of here.
Has to be the latter. I can't imagine Goo, Steve Kerr and company saying, okay, so Wiggins is out for 41 home. He's out for the two in New York and probably Toronto. All right, how do we make the most out of 38 games of Andrew Wiggins? I can't see him spending even 5 seconds on that.
It's nothing personal, Steiny and Dibs. You are right. And just think about the playoffs. Steiny, this, if I'm correct to my historians, this would be the first of its kind if he were granted this. I mean, how do you become whole? You can't. And, yeah, I think they'd be on the phone now if they got behind closed doors a definite no, I'm not getting the shot. I wouldn't wish this on any franchise.
Yeah. This is from the 415. You guys crack me up. I listen just about every day to you guys during the season, and all you guys did was attack and criticize Wiggins no matter how good he did. He was always a scapegoat if the Warriors lost. Now you're acting like you really want him there. Keep it real. You know darn well if he comes back and they lose, all you guys are going to do is rip him, leave that man alone. Here's what I'll say to that. Look, I'm not a huge Wiggins guy, but I've acknowledged he had a nice little year last year for the Warriors. I don't think it was quite as great as everybody thought it was, but nevertheless, he was a positive. My point is they don't have Klay Thompson, so they need to get through the first month or two of the season and hang in there till Klay gets back and Wiseman gets back. And say what you want, Andrew Wiggins is a big part of the first 2 months of the season at the very least. If he ain't there, like I said, I think they're done. And it's not because Wiggins is the greatest player on the team, but he can get you 20. And I look at the team without Klay and without Wiggins, they can't score. They can't score if you want to just keep it to basketball.
2,500 minutes Wiggins is going to get you for the year. And I did the breakdown before about 20,000 minutes in an NBA year. Well, you need a guy who can play on both ends to eat up a chunk of that. And at his worst, quote-unquote, Wiggins is a solid, durable, playable piece. He may disappear at times, but he's a guy who will go out there every night. He'll give you 34 to 37 minutes of good, solid basketball. Not worthy of a number one overall, but that ship has sailed. So no one's ever been hating on Andrew Wiggins, the player. It just is disappointing that he's unwilling to do what's necessary to clear local regulations and be able to play.
And if you listen to the show every day, Stoney, to that texter's point, I'm a big Andrew Wiggins guy because I want more. And now you just talked about it. Without Klay and Wiseman, he becomes your Klay. And without him, I mean, 2 months is a long time. And I hope this gets resolved.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah. Absolutely. I hope it gets resolved one way or the other. 650, morning, guys. I think the Wiggins dilemma will get resolved, but it's going to be resolved on the grounds that he's not going to want to let down his teammates. I kind of think, and that's from our main man, Rotz.
What are you doing now, Steiny?
What?
What's happening now? It's a circus now. Like, if that was going to get him to get the shot, I believe he would already have it, Dibs.
And he said, I may get the shot, I may not get it, but I'm just going to stick to my beliefs. Well, your beliefs are one way or the other. And so far, your beliefs have indicated that you're against the shot. So you're going to stick to your beliefs, yet you're going to flip and get the shot. I'm not buying it.
Yeah, we'll see how it plays out. But the Warriors season, is it too dramatic to say it's hanging in the balance here a little bit? I don't think it is, to tell you the truth.